Welcome along to your personalized deep dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're digging into a specific piece, a narrative poem called Adolescent Power Play.
Right. It tells quite a vivid story.
It really does. And our mission basically is to unpack that story, see what insights it offers about, you know, teenage choices and where they can lead.
Essentially pulling out the key themes, understanding the cause and effect within this little narrative snapshot, what makes this kid tick, and what happens when things go wrong.
Okay, let's jump in. The poem introduces us to Larry, and right away it hits you with his motivation, this ego-driven need.
Yeah, and that chasing social status plus a real yearning resolutely to feel a giant thrill, it's pretty intense.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That kind of teenage energy. The poem even calls his recklessness humongous and points to hormones.
Which is interesting. It adds that layer, you know? It's not just bravado. Maybe there's this biological push behind that need for thrills or validation.
So what's he actually doing? The action.
Well, he's on his bike. Specifically, shoving gear shift levers down a monster hill. Classic Daredevil stuff.
But crucially, it's not just for himself.
No, definitely not. He wants pictures bragging to his friends, trumpeting his skill.
Ah, okay. So the performance aspect is huge. It's about being seen to be daring, like proving something.
Exactly. That external validation seems just as important, maybe even more important than the thrill itself.
Yeah.
How much is for him? How much for the audience? It's a good question.
And then, just like that,
it flips.
Suddenly, broadsided by the worst possible luck. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Flamed out in a pothole, his bike goes shuck, 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 shuck. That sound, shuck, shuck, shuck.
Yeah.
It really grounds you in that moment of failure.
Total loss of control.
Cramp.
From hero to zero in a second.
And that phrase, worst possible luck, it brings in that element of chance, doesn't it? It wasn't just his recklessness, but also bad timing, a random pothole.
The poem gets pretty graphic about the impact.
Oh, absolutely. He's flung around upside down.
And twisting skyward, suddenly brutally capsized. It's quite violent imagery.
It really conveys the force of it. No softening the blow there.
And the injuries. Wow. Ravaged with 3 new front teeth chipped or else torn out.
Oof. Yeah, and head foist into curb smacked. Just brutal details.
Plus, his bike explodes in 2. It's almost over the top, but it hammers home the severity.
It really does. The physical cost is laid bare. But then there's a shift. A neighbor appears, Miss R.
Right, and she's acting with sobriety, calling for his cure. A moment of responsible adult intervention.
A contrast to Larry's earlier recklessness.
But what really gets me is Larry's internal state after the crash.
Yeah.
This kid chasing thrills is suddenly consumed by fears. He's wondering what these strangers want with me.
Ah, that vulnerability.
Totally. He ponders glumly, I could die hapless, trying not to cry. And then quaking, squeezing lips together.
Yeah.
The tough guy act is just gone.
It's a stark reminder of what's underneath that bravado, isn't it? When faced with real consequences, that illusion of being invincible just shatters. You see the scared kid.
Yeah. And then help arrives. The description is different.
The Nereids.
Yeah. Nereids with their bony hands pluck his savage soul away. It's almost mythical.
It is. It kind of elevates the moment, gives it this strange, otherworldly feel while still calling his soul savaged. It captures the trauma, I think, in a really poetic way, moving him from the crash site to, well, safety, hopefully.
So the poem concludes with Larry strapped down in an ambulance, his starring role curtailed.
And his grand plans, his ambitions, tray derailed.
Which loops straight back to the title, doesn't it? He's been damaged by an unbecoming adolescent power play.
Precisely. That attempt to grab power, status, excitement, it backfired. Completely stopped him in his tracks, literally.
So to recap the arc, we saw the ego, the need for status, the risky act for show.
Followed by the sudden accident, the harsh physical reality, and that immediate shift to fear and vulnerability.
A clear case of an adolescent power play going sideways.
Definitely. And that leaves us and you listening with something to think about, maybe. Well, consider the different kinds of power plays we encounter, or even engage in our own lives. Not just on bikes, downhills, but smaller things, bigger things.
Right. Ambitions, trying to get ahead, trying to impress.
Yeah. And how often do unforeseen consequences just appear? That pothole moment that changes everything. What can we actually learn when our plans, our ambitions collide head on with a reality we didn't expect?
Something to mull over when ambition meets the unexpected curb.
Exactly. Food for thought.